Welcome to Impact Academy. We're so glad you're here. Please enjoy our playbacks here to help you be successful in your business.
Computer. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Impact Academy's Set Up Sunday. Let me shut my little thing off so it quits dinging on me. Today we have some exciting stuff. If you are in the Impact Academy Facebook group, we're going to be talking about. All right. Thought I'd close that. I didn't. All right. We're live, obviously, in the group. So, anyways, if you don't know who I am, my name is Melody Benke. I am Coach Melby of the LBC. And I have my co-host, Monica Varial, who is, her screen is out right now. And then the amazing Jennifer Segarini, who has joined us. And so if you're catching the replay, no big deal. So glad that you are here. What we aim to do on Setup Sunday is to help you set up your week. So Jennifer, do me a favor, if you could, go ahead and look up the national holidays for me and I'll call on you. And then you can kind of like look up those. So we're going to talk about how to set up your Sunday, how to set up your week by doing your setup on Sunday. Okay, so the first thing that we always start with is our own personal health goals. Keeping our health in check is the utmost important. That is why we started in the first place, was so that we could get healthy for the most of us. Sometimes that is healthy finances, but sometimes for the most part, it's going to be because we want to actually be healthy. So please check with your mentorship and let them know where you are on your health goals, what you're shooting for this week. You should always be shooting for a goal. I personally have been, I think, a full 26 days of logging into MyFitnessPal. Thanks to Ms. Jennifer, who has suggested a couple weeks ago that if you bite it, you write it. And that became a commitment for me, for my health, to use MyFitnessPal to check everything so that I could kind of look at long-term for my macros, like where they should be. And it's really helped me stay really focused on my goals. So thank you, Jennifer, for that. The next thing we want to talk about is business goals. So we are smack dab in the middle of November, the very end of, so the last pretty much 45 days of the year, maybe 47 days of the year. This is the time when people are watching you. They are pigging out. They are eating the leftover Halloween candy. They are setting up for Thanksgiving. They're doing their Friendsgivings, their Thanksgivings, their holiday parties, their Christmas parties, their New Year's parties. All of these things are coming. And what most people do, at least what I did, is I used to plump up during the holidays and I would show up in January, like most Americans, with that goal of wanting to get healthy. And so this is the time that we want to be planting seeds, because this is a relationship business. And most people are, when they finally decide that they are ready, the person that's going to, we want the person that comes to mind to be you. And the way that you're going to do that is, it's not going to be silent in the background and hoping that people know what you do. It's going to be sharing and caring and keeping those relationships and conversations going. So please get with your mentorship, with your business goals, so that they know where you are, how many clients you want to bring in. There's 16 days left of the month, right? So what do you want to do? How many clients? You can do anything. What I want to encourage you is, like, definitely inviting to events, definitely inviting couples to get healthy together, because if one's not getting healthy and the other one's getting healthy, it makes it harder for them. So if you can get them to realize that getting healthy together is a really good, then you've got two for one. And so that's a great way to bring on a couple of clients. So if you want to bring on, you know, 10 clients for the month, then try to bring on five couples. Sometimes they want their brothers and sisters to get healthy with them. Let them know that you'll help them through the holidays. You have lots of recipes and stuff to help guide them so they do not have to wait until after the holidays. Also remind them that, seriously, we're talking about I don't know what, like 7-8 meals maybe that people put their whole health journey on hold for 7 or 8 meals. We can help them work through those 7 or 8 meals so that they can start right now. So how many coaches do you want to bring on? Letting people know that their best interest is to start coaching, because their starting coaching is what is going to help them solidify their journey long term. So that's another important thing. Client support and client celebrations, definitely something that we want to talk about. I already sent out my Sunday messages so that I can set up my clients for Monday. There are people that are scheduling their calls. There are people who aren't scheduling their calls. I still am checking in with them. I might give them a call on Wednesdays or Fridays, checking in with them, letting them know I'm still here, letting them, you know, saying, hey, let's hook up. I haven't heard from you. I'm curious on what's, you know, what's going on. So that's super important to let them know that you're still there, even if they're not like texting you back, because believe me, they're watching you. Sending them recipes and stuff like that is super important. My client support days are Monday. My business support days are Mondays. I do everything on Monday. So most of my stuff that I'm doing on Monday all has to do with business and client support. So it's not a whole lot of social media stuff for me. But if you have more availability to do that, you can do that. So, or I can schedule it more in the day. You know, I have to figure out those things. I have to piece those in. So I have to like manage my time on Mondays for what I can do, but I really just, my straight set is definitely, I just want to do client support. Don't forget those celebrations. You know, 1, 2, 3 weeks, we want to celebrate those clients. We promise them that. And so we need to show up and let them know that that's happening. And so that we can give them next steps on that and let them know when people are asking, because seriously, here's the thing. If you're not getting the client celebrations, and their friends, they don't know what to say, and they tell their friends OPTAVIA. What do their friends do? They go on to OPTAVIA and they sign up. And that's where we get the leads, right? So we always go, hey, how'd you hear about it? Oh, my friend was doing it. So the coach didn't actually let the friend know or keep following up with the friend to make sure that the friend knew that, hey, if your friends are curious, let's help them together. Because again, it's in the best interest of the client. It is beneficial for us, but it's in the best interest of the client to sign up as a coach, because this is all about learning. This is all about community. And so we need to show them what's in it for them to help their friends and family. Social media, well, I'm going to have Jennifer go over the calendar thing in just a second. So we'll talk about that. Power hours. Power hours don't have to be power hours. They can be power 5 minutes. They can be power 15 minutes. Like, figure out what works for you, put it into your calendar, block it in there. It's not something that would be nice to do. It's something that you need to do. And if you try not to go to bed until you at least get that, set minimums so that you can at least check those off. If you're saying I'm going to contact 10 people a day and you haven't, if you have a minimum of 3, just contact 3. If you're going to bed, I'm like, I just got to contact 3. Okay. Just do that. Team trainings, we have those again. Those are all on Mondays. Impact Academy, we have them on Tuesday. That's our team huddle. This is our powerful, powerful session of all, mostly ladies. We're not discriminating. We'd love to have some men on, but it's mostly ladies right now. We're all supporting each other. You know, it's our own little, you know, misfit toys island. I like to call it that. I like being a misfit toy. I do. Because that just means we're unique, right? And we are all supporting each other. So I love that about us. So that's on Tuesdays at 5:00. And let your mentorship know how they can help you, what you're looking for, what you're shooting for, what you're doing, so that we can assist you. And then again, about those time blockings, what time are you allocating? I'm going to go over in a second the guide that I put into Impact Academy. And right now I'm gonna hand it over to Jen. So Jen can go ahead and talk about the holidays that we have coming up. And remember, you don't have to do all these holidays. She is probably not gonna list them all, but she'll drop the link into the message group and into Impact Academy. Just like, it's just conversation starters. That's what this is. Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, this is just to help you give you ideas on your posts and things like that. So today being Sunday is actually National Spicy Guacamole Day. I did not know that. Also, it's Remembrance Day, World Diabetes Day, Operation Room Nurse Day. I cannot pronounce this word at all. It is a religious Hindu holiday, Nakaraka. I'm not even going to attempt it because I'm going to slaughter it. So Children's Day, National Pickle Day. Let's see. Let me scroll down just a little bit more. Oh, there we go. Loosen Up, Lightening Up Day, which is great because that's perfect for lifestyle health and mental wellness. National American Teddy Bear Day, International Fraud Awareness Week, and National Split Pea Soup Week. Okay.
Is that all Sunday or is it?
That's all Sunday. That's crazy.
Okay.
And then, so Monday, we've got National Drummer Day, National Recycling Day, National Raisin Bran Day, Steve Irwin Day, National Clean Out Your Fridge Day, which is, I think, will play in great with what we do because that, I forget what element that is, but that is definitely one of the elements.
I think it's number 5 is surroundings, right?
Yes, yes, that creating a healthy environment. Let's see, let me get to the 16th. We've got National Button Day, Entrepreneur Day, National Fast Food Day, National Food for Tolerance, and Road Safety Week.
That National Food Day, we do have some stories that talk about how to eat healthy, some healthy alternatives, so that would be a good one. So we'll have to get those in there.
That is good. Wednesday is National Prematurity Day. Let's see, National Unfriend Day. I don't like that. National Testosterone Awareness Day. And that's actually, I think, is a pretty good one because when we are carrying too much weight, we tend to have a higher level of testosterone in our body, and that can affect a lot of things in our bodies. It can lead to acne, baldness, not just in men, but women too, and throwing off our cycles. So that's probably a good one to do. National Hiking Day. That's a good one. Let's see. On the 18th is National Princess Day, Apple Cider Day, World Pancreas Cancer Day, and Minnie Mouse's birthday, National Smokeout Day, also Mickey Mouse's birthday, Mary a Scorpio Support Day.
National Smokeout Day is the day that everybody quits smoking. Right. It's not smoke out. It's the smoke out. Like, isn't it, Dawn? Isn't that what that is?
That was back in my day when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It would be everyone who smokes not smoke that day.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's good.
For like all you non-smokers.
Yeah, it's like a sit out, but it's a smoke out.
But obviously the goal was to quit smoking that day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is a good, I think is a good thing.
It's a great thing as a health coach to talk about.
And Friday is International Men's Day, National Camp Day, and National Play Monopoly Day. And let me scroll down just a little bit more. National Women's Entrepreneurship Day, World Toilet Day, and National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. So that's the week.
And then what about Saturday? Is that Saturday too?
Saturday would be, let's see, National Adoption Day, Universal Children's Day, Transgender Remembrance Day, National Peanut Butter Fudge Day, get more, Payback Your Parents Day. Okay. National Family Volunteer Day. And what else? Name Your PC Day, Future Teachers of America Day, International Survivor of Suicide Loss Day. Good. That's the week.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for sharing those. And Jen will put the code in, or the URL code in there, whatever, the link, whatever, in the chat. So I don't know if you saw in Impact Academy that I did grab, I put a whole guide in there that's going to help you guys get started in wherever you are, no matter how fast or how slow you want to go on your business. We have it all set up for you. There's conversations in there. There's everything. So I'm going to share my screen so I can share that with you really quick, so we can kind of go over a little bit of that. All right. Can you guys see this? Hold on. Let me close this window here. I don't need to have all these things on here. Okay. So here is the guide that I just put in there today. This is 9 power sessions to help you set up your goals. Okay. So you start here. These are the steps we have: create your list, powerful visual, testimonies, create side-by-sides, the system, all about conversations, adding friends, quality Facebook post, time mastery, choose a plan and track it. That one's going to be really important. So let me show you a little bit about what this is, you guys. So these have all have videos that are connected to them. So here's knowing your audience, creating your list. Here's all sorts of ideas. This little Vimeo link I've put up here on the top. I did borrow this from another organization. So there'll be different people on there, but it's really a lot of really great information. So there's where you want to start. Powerful visual testimonies. Again, the link right here is up here. So it's going to tell you how to create client testimonials, help you create hope using your list from yesterday. Here's how to do slides. If you have people that don't know how to create their slides, here it is right here. This Coach Optavia Answers is the product claim. So if you don't know what you need to have your picture on your picture, it's you need to have that on there. Here's a little slide of video. The system, you know, power sessions, time 5 minutes. This is giving you actions to do. Okay. So when you don't know what to do, and then here's bonus actions that you can do. So that's that guide. All about conversations. So this is going to give you lots of tips on conversations in here. And then we have adding friends, so widening your circle, again, video up here, quality Facebook posts, weekly Facebook post categories, lifestyle, your story, celebration, health tips, non-scale victories, engagement, recipe, inspiration. So these are perfect things for you to think about doing. Time mastery. This video right here is going to tell you how to make containers in your day to put your time blocks in so that you don't miss working on your business, because that's how we get out of whack, is we take our hand off of the business and then we lose momentum, and it's really hard to push a parked car. And then this is what I really wanted to show you guys. Choose a plan and track it. So we have the beginner basic plan, we have the ready for more plan, and we have the all in. Each one of these has a Google Drive. It's going to tell you everything. So let's just start with the beginner basic. And I just want to quickly show you what that looks like. So this is going to show you a lot of really cool stuff. Tell me if you can see this. Can you guys see this on your screen? Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is going to give you, this is really cool. So this is an engagement post. This right here, the group is public, so you should be able to click it. So this is what it looks like. And this is pretty cool. So let's wait for this to open up. Tell me if you can see it. Can you guys see that? Yeah? Okay, perfect. So these are your engagement posts, right? These are different things that you can do to, you know, just open up engagement. There is a ton of these. They just go on and on and on and on. I use this one today. Take the blue pill and restart your life at age 10 with all the knowledge you have now, or take the red pill and jump 45 years old with $50 million in the bank. Which pill would you choose? Right? I chose the blue pill because I would rather know what I know now, because I could totally change my life. And I could have more than $50 million. So, because I know things now. So those are things on there. So that's definitely a cool little one. So let's see what else we have. Conversations. So you can go on here. And gives you that conversation thing on there. I'll just pull up that. Okay. So each one of these things have, you know, little things on there. And then here, way to be brave. Okay, here's now what to do with your post. It's got little things that they say, way to go. How do you respond? All these things are in here, you guys. And so the beginner one is basically doing three conversations, three friend requests, and one power post. Okay, so that's a basic one. So that one is if you're just wanting to fit it in somewhere. Okay. Then the ready for more might be is a little bit more action. Okay, 5, 5, and 1. Okay. So that's kind of give you some more steps. And then the all in, like if you want to go big or go home, this one is going to be 10 to 15 friend requests. Okay, 1 power post, 4 to 10 stories. Share your own or use one from this album. Again, these are all clickable links, okay? Very cool. I actually printed all of mine just so I could look at it at work if I needed to, just to have it on hand. So that is there for you guys. Listen, there is, let me stop sharing. You do not have to do any of this. This is totally up to you. This is your business. But we wanted to give you things that would give you action steps to do where you could be like knowing what the conversations need to until you get yourself kind of in. And then also even us as experienced having that on there, sometimes we just like those checklists. Say we did that, we did that, we did that, so that we know, and then we can go create more conversations. Monica was saying, I don't think we have a whole lot of time for it, but doing a jot form, right? That's another really good thing. There's a video in there. I'm going to show you really quick this this jot form that I've been working on, and then I'll show you a little bit of how to do it. Hold on. All right. I'll show you a little bit how to do it, but it's not going to be much, but I'm started working on one for Coach Explore. Okay, for a health explore. So client ID, or you hit 1 if it's if you're not a client. But let me show you how to, let me unpreview this, how to actually add things on here. So these over here are where your basics are. So as you add things on here, like here I could trash it, here are my properties, right? What I basically did was I came over here, question text, right? This is general. I pulled this as a short text answer, which came up as this. I changed it to client ID number. I put required on, which is the red little dot. Okay. I did that with all of these different things on here, right? A date picker. That's what I used for this, trying to get somebody to schedule a date. Name. I just use the name, which is over here, full name, email, address, phone. You get to choose which ones you want on here. Appointment, I haven't put on there because I think it double books on your calendar, which is not something I really want to deal with. Here it is, my health coach's name is, tell me a little bit about your life. In order to have successfully growing business, one must be caring, hardworking, and coachable. Are you all three? Do you have specific goals you'd like to achieve within the next 1 to 2 years? How much time do you wish to commit to coaching? What else would you like to know about coaching? What amount of earnings would be helpful right away? These are all short answers. Right here is a short answer. This is a long text right here, okay? What amount of earnings would be helpful if you decide to coach full time? What do you know that would benefit? Who do you know that would benefit type 2, you know, high blood pressure? So kind of helping them put a list on. And then I just added this because I figured out that I can actually add on the video. So I put the video on here. And the way I did that was widgets. I put in Vimeo. Clicked on that. Comes with this. I went to widget settings. I went and I took this one out and I put in the OptaVia one, which I had right here. Let's see. I don't know if it's going to do it. Hold on. I went Command C. I went back over here. I added that. And there it is. See that? There's that. And then I would just put update widget. And I can delete this in a second. And then I do preview form up here. And it'll show me what my thing will look like. Okay. So now I take off preview. So I'm going to take this off. I just go here and hit the trash can and it will remove it. Okay. So I know that was really quick, but here's where you have your basics. You have your widgets. Over here, you have your colors. So if I wanted to change the colors, I could. This is black, which I had it on. This is yellow. So you can change that. And if you want to change the color, you know, you could. We'll find a different color for you. Okay. There are different things you can definitely do with this. Totally change it. Which that's ugly. So I'm going to go back to black. So I hope that was helpful. I know it was a really quick overview. And then up here, if you wanted to add like a picture here, a logo, you could. I think I have one over here somewhere. Hold on. I'm trying to find my thing. I don't, but I can drag this and see if this works. It's a bit big, but I could definitely do it. So anyways, that's not gonna work. Oh, upload file. Here we go. See if it'll work. Oh, this one will work because I already had this one in here. Unsupported file. Anyways, that is how you find a picture to go in there. So anyways, that is, let me stop sharing my screen. So I hope that was helpful, at least a little bit on how to do the JotForm. You really can create whatever what you want. And so that is all we have for you today. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add or any questions?
I have something I want to add. I just offer. One of the most mind-blowing things I heard this week, I was on one of our calls and they said, if somebody asked you what was the most impactful for your weight loss journey, was it your exercise or was it the food? Because that's what everybody thinks, right? It's either exercise or food. So which one makes the most difference, which is the crease. So obviously we would say nutrition, right? Because we all know that 80% of results are created in the kitchen. But what they offered was that the one piece of that nobody talks about is that what we really need is emotional management. Because I can talk to you all day about going to the gym or creating some workout or giving you this nutrition. And even though it's so super effective and we all know that it works, for some reason, you won't be able to manage getting busy, being forgetful, getting stressed out, time delays. And you would then like just either overeat, revert to a fast food place, or like it's the emotional management though that will not allow you to get to the gym in time because you're too busy or I don't want to. That's a emotion, right? Being stressed out is an emotion. Forgetfulness is an emotion. These are all emotions. So emotional management is what we practice here. And the more times that you make a good choice in alignment with your goal, then that's why we say your goals don't care how you feel, right? So we got to practice emotional management. So I want to just like repeat that because it's been so profound as I go through like even posting or sharing, like this is not a Lindora, this is not Weight Watchers, this is not Slim Fast, this is not keto, this is not it, because you can do those things and they work, but if you're not emotionally focused, then none of those things will be sustainable or continue to work. So I love what we get to do here, because I really firmly believe that with coaching, you're constantly influenced into making a different new choice, whether it's the freaking use almond milk or get the whipped cream that's got, you know, carrageenan not in it. These are all healthier choices, and you're being influenced by being in this space. So influence is another thing that we offer. So I also wanted to offer the movie Now You See Me. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a great movie. It's about magicians. Watch it. And the reason why is because all throughout the movie, what they're doing is they're influencing people by making suggestions. And the people think that they decide something on their own, but really the suggestions have been implanted all along the way. And so for us, this is what we do, right? Like, you say, you'd be a great coach. That's an implant. You know, you say like, oh my gosh, when I fed my kids this thing and didn't tell them, and I just secretly handed to you, implant a suggestion. And they will eventually think that they came up with it themselves, but it's just they're being influenced. So I just wanted to offer that, that even in that movie, it's super entertaining, and they just show the power of suggestion and like, get carrageenan free, don't get the off. Like, just these little subtle suggestions do plant seeds, and that's what you do. So don't think that you're not making an impact, Impact Academy, because you are. That's all. Absolutely. Emotional management.
Love it. Love it. Yeah, I wrote down a lot of things, you know. Emotionally focused is what we teach people to do. We teach them to be, you know, emotionally focused. And yes, all of a sudden it does become their idea. Oh, I went and got almond milk. I did really good. Like, I, you know, I don't even know where I heard that, but I heard that da 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 da. So that's super cool. One other thing I wanted to suggest you guys. Now, we, last time we talked about events, inviting people to events. Let me offer you a word of advice on that, which I didn't even think about until I kind of said something. And then again, that somebody influenced my answer, like, oh, wait. So people that you're meeting, especially online, if they don't really know you, you're inviting them to something, they're like, I don't know, but here's what you say. Hey, anybody you want to know to bring along with you, bring them. They're totally welcome. I don't expect you to come by yourself, right? Then they're like, oh, I can bring somebody? And guess what? Then that takes that guard down, right? They have somebody to talk to. And let me tell you this, you don't have to entertain them the whole time because they didn't bring somebody with them, okay? So Dawn and I know, and Monica, we all know, especially when you've gone to a convention or something and you bring somebody, you feel like, especially if they don't know anybody else, they're a coach and they don't know anybody else, or they're a client, they don't know anybody else, you feel obligated to make sure that they are entertained, that they get everything. And so you lose a lot of getting around and going to do the things that you want to do. And then you feel like an asshole if you leave them by themselves, because sometimes they think, well, what? Why did you invite me if you weren't even going to hang out with me the whole 100% of the time? Like, why didn't you go to the bathroom with me, basically? So invite people. Tell them to bring their friends and family. Keep track of them. Send them reminders. So I've been inviting everybody to this healthy. Hey, want to come to a tamale party? Get this. It's a healthy tamale party. Have you ever heard of such a thing? Like cauliflower tamales. I've never made them. I'm super excited to make them. And then if they say no, I can't make it, I say, hey, girl, do you want me to send you the recipe after I figure out how to make it? Again, setting up that next step. So go out there, make sure when you're inviting, invite as couples, invite couples in to do the program together, invite couples in as to events. And I think that you will find that people are less guarded and they will be more apt to say yes. So that's what I have for you. Dawn, do you wanna add anything?
Yeah, I do, actually. Thank you. I think it was you this morning sent a message from Doug Wood about well, just about sharing your story. And, you know, when you've come upon 6 coming on 7 years, you know, like, that's so, like, you don't ever want to forget that. Like, new coaches, like, you're still in it. Like, congratulations. I know you're excited. But, like, when you've been doing this for 6 going on 7 years, you know, I literally had to write a list of items that I suffered with prior to this health journey of mine. And so I thought back to a time when it was actually a specific day, an event, a moment to my life 7 years ago. It was probably this month, 7 years ago. And I had a photo taken of me. And so I thought back to that moment. I look at the photo, I look at the eyes, my eyes, the pain in my eyes. And so I went on my Facebook today, and trust me, I do not like doing Facebook Lives. It's very confusing to me these days. Like, there's all these buttons and do this and live stream that. I don't even know what any of that means. I don't even know if it worked. I don't really care. I thought of this group and I thought of the effort factor. And I thought, you know what? I want to get this off of my heart, because what I read in that post this morning from Doug Wood is that, you know, like, we, again, 6 years going in, you know, we share before and afters, you know, we kind of are not living that pain that we were feeling before we started our journey. And I did a live, and I, you know, again, read off my pains that I was suffering back then. So if this is not something you like to do, I challenge you this week to go on and do it anyway. Effort factor, you know, share. And if you're new, good, because it's there, you're living it, you know, like, maybe you're feeling better 1 week into this program. Like, go back to that 1 week ago when you were in pain and when you were suffering, and the feelings and the whys and all of that. And just go on and share. And the other thing is to share what's changed in your life as a result of coaching. Like, I know that coaching could change everybody's lives, whether they've done program, whether they've not done program, it doesn't matter. You know, again, effort factor, like, just go on and pour your heart out, share your experience with your Facebook friends, figure out the live. I don't know. Like, I'm so confused on these buttons. It used to just be so simple. You know, you go live and you're live. Now it's like, you have to choose this and choose that. Like, I don't even know what's going on with this anymore. But you know what? Do it scared. Do it anyway. And I challenge you, just do it. Do it this week, because there's somebody out there who may not have heard your story recently, and they are looking for what you have. You know, most of my friends on Facebook, I have, like, I don't know, 3,200 friends. I kind of, like, go up and down. I'll remove a bunch of friends. But when I became a coach, I had 300 friends. Okay. So I'm like 3,000 friends beyond what I was when I was going through this health journey, because I've added so many people. So they've never heard my story as it was occurring. So people see the things that you do online, but they may not know what you do. So make sure you let them know, because they're looking. And if they're not looking for themselves, they may be looking for someone else. So that's my challenge to everyone this week. If you want, if not, sorry.
Love that. And yep. Then also, you know what, I'll let you speak in just a sec, Monica. On that post, I believe I put it in Impact Academy. Let's all grab our links to our lives and share them, because I did the same thing. And the challenge was, go back to where you were when you started. Go back to that moment when you were like, I can't believe I'm here. Well, how did I get here? Like, what's going on? Why do I feel like crap all the time? Why can't I figure this crap out? And like Monica said, the emotional management that we have grown through, share it on there so that we can go and support each other's. And guess what? I might go watch Dawn's and go, oh man, I remember I felt like that too. Totally forgot about that one. Write it down. And you could do a Facebook Live a weekly, bi-weekly, whatever, because since your posts aren't seen by everybody, go ahead and just do it. I pinned mine actually to the top of my Facebook page so that it will stay there for the week. So, cause you can change out those pins. So go ahead, Monica.
I just wanted to speak to what Dawn was saying where, you know, if you're new and you're in it, you're excited, you know, congratulations. But what about those of us that have been, are in it, but we're not 100%, right? And then you don't want to share or you're not sharing as much. For you that has gone and done all this work to start talking to people and start conversations, and then you stop posting, all of those conversations that you just had are now like the trust factor there is getting depleted. So it's also important to continually show up to show that you are consistent and disciplined in learning a structure so that just in that little nuance, you can show that you can be trusted and somebody to work with. Because as a new health coach, you know, they're going to look at you and be like, Monica? Monica's a health coach? Like, she's been 300 pounds her whole life. Like, who, come on. They have that to get over. So if they see you like post and then you don't post, I mean, you're, it's, they're less likely to want to like reach out to you and like you be the one, you know, whereas opposite, if you're always posted and you're always exciting and you're always sharing, they're going to be like, dude, what is she doing? You know? And so even if you're not feeling that way, practice the emotional management to show up on your page anyways, because just think about on the days that you are feeling great and you plant and sow all these seeds, they all like kind of go to the wayside if they don't continually see you showing up. So.
And just one more thing to piggyback onto what Monica just said, you know, I came from a yo-yo lifestyle. And I'm so proud of what I've done as opposed to what I would have done. Because I've done, you know, this program before as a diet and it works great as a diet. You know, like I know I could go on a 5-1 any given time and lose weight. But I'm not focusing my life on that. You know, I'm not exactly where I want to be tomorrow or next month or, you know, and I don't feel ashamed of that. Like, I know I hear this all the time that coaches will say, well, I'm not where I want to be. So I feel like a fraud. Why do you feel like a fraud? Like, you know, this program works. You've worked the program. So what? You know what? You gained 5 pounds. Who cares? You've gained 10 pounds. Who cares? I lost 60 pounds on this program. Probably a little bit more than I should have. And I've decided that, you know what, I'm not going to focus on that number anymore. Like, yes, I lost 60 pounds and I'm proud of that. And I will tell everybody that, I'm not 60 pounds down now, but I'm not ashamed of that. And that's what I wish that people, coaches would get out of their head. Because it's all how you feel. It's how you are presenting yourself. Take the focus off of you. Number one, this is not about you. Okay. This is about helping others. Do you have a program that can help others? Yes. Get it? Like, this is what's so important. To be honest with you, I've decided, and I probably shouldn't say this on here, but I've decided I'm not going to do the 5-1 anymore. I'm going to live a healthy lifestyle, dang it. I'm going to live what I've learned in this life book. And that's what I'm going to do. So yes, I'm going to have probably 3 fillings a day because I absolutely love the Mad Bomb brownies. But you know what? It's all about the mindset. So please, if you're not where you want to be, don't worry about it. It's where this is. That's important. All right. That's it. I know I'm keeping you longer than you probably want to be.
Okay, Jen, I wanted you to say something. You need to contribute because you're on the journey and you're doing amazing.
Well, I'm trying to focus more on how my clients are doing. I know that I'm doing really great, and on my own personal journey, and I can brag about that all I want, but I feel like it's more me going rah rah for me and not for my clients. And what gives me the most gratifying feeling that makes me want to keep doing this and sharing this and doing all this stuff is hearing other people. You know, I had a client whose father just passed away, and I don't know if anybody's lost a parent, but that can tear you up. And the fact that she's sticking to this program during such an emotional, like she was very close to her father, very close. Like he was the monarch, everything. And she's kicking butt. And it's her first like week. And she's like, I don't believe the scale. It's gotta be broken. And I'm like, it's not broken, girl. You're doing it. You know? And that's what is so amazing. And that encourages me to keep going and keep sharing, because if you can bring somebody that's at their worst moment in their lives or going through like really hard, and you can bring them joy, you know, like when something bad happens to people and you want to give comfort and all that stuff, and you can't really do that, but you can offer this gift, this vehicle to bettering themselves, and then have them do that. That's amazing. Why wouldn't you share this kind of thing? You know, and you're offering joy and all that stuff. I mean, I'm not replacing her dad. I'm not fixing what happened, but it's putting her in a better place. And that is just amazing. I've got her husband like super excited, and he's cheering me, you know, like me cheering her on and this and that. And he was like in disbelief, and now he wants to join. And it's, you know, that just that attractive energy, you know, that you're making an impact in somebody else's life, you know, you're changing lives, and that's what's so amazing. So I just want to keep showing people like, hey, it's possible. And it's not just for me, for you, you know? And that's, I think, was what's really great about Optavia, is that it can fit with anybody, even, you know, people that are going through really, really hard things can do this. So yeah, that's what I got for you guys today.
That's awesome. You know, the thing is that what we're offering is like, you can't control certain things in the world, mm-hmm. but you can control this. Right. And when chaos is happening and she can control her emotions and she can work on that and she can just focus on this, that's going to help her get through. So, you know, share part of her journey online and sharing like how empowered, how good it makes you feel about what you're doing and how you're empowering her to go through this crazy time in her life and have somewhat of control just for the week to get through. And she, and how that is controlling the controllables, which is all she can control is that right now. So it's great. So thank you for sharing, Jen. I really appreciate that. You have such wise words. You're doing so amazing, and you're just showing up like so well for yourself and for your family. And you know, things go wrong in all of our lives, but we have this program, we have this community to go to. And that is so powerful. And most people haven't got that. And that's why Impact Academy is so beautiful. So definitely want to say that. So does anybody else have anything else they want to share, or are we good? All right.
Well, reminder of the wind calls. Those happen every single day. I am posturing, or I'm just thinking, you know, AA offers a meeting anywhere, everywhere, all across the country for somebody to go to get support and to get refocused all the time. And for us, emotions, you know, negative thoughts, bad decisions are addictive, just like alcohol. So we also have a place where people can go every single day, morning and night. They just need to know about it. So that's how I'm posturing these wind calls, like go just to get focus. Everyone needs that. And they are really, really powerful. So reminder about that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And if you could put that into the Impact Academy.
I was going to ask, is that's the 7 o'clock one, or is it, what are the times of these wind calls?
They're 7 a.m. and 6 p.m.
EST, yeah.
But yeah, I'll list the schedule.
Okay, perfect. All right, you guys, let's go out and rock this week. Let your mentorship team, if you know, if you need anything. And we will see you guys in Impact Academy on Tuesday night. Bye.
Yep.
Thanks so much for tuning in to my podcast.
I hope that this brought you some value. And I hope that if you think of somebody who might enjoy listening to this podcast, I would hope that you would share it with them. Please come back and keep tuning in as I plan to download lots more value for you. Have a beautiful day.